friends, welcome to this new episode of the Mac in Train podcast. Today, beyond listening to my wonderful jingles, we're going to talk about the theory of change, a model that will facilitate your project design and project management. So let's start! Today the jingle was quite serious, Mandalorian style, I would say, because it matches actually the atmosphere. We are going to talk about a very sensitive issue, the theory of change. When I started my adventure as a project coordinator working with NGOs, I was younger, and for this reason I had many ideas, I was enthusiastic and willing to turn them into actions. So sometimes it happened that I jumped the gun and I started writing the project right away, skipping all necessary steps. For example, I dreamt of writing a project for a youth exchange involving participants from all over the major islands in the Mediterranean Sea. The idea was bright, but I didn't bother to assess its relevance for the other NGOs, for the community, for the participants, for the activists. I didn't care, it was just my idea and I wanted to turn it into actions. It was weak and not realistic, as it was not linked to a real local need. And as a matter of fact, I never obtained a grant for it. Back then, I didn't realize that I was making two main mistakes. The first one, I didn't check the need of the NGO or community. I didn't involve them into the need analysis. The second one, as I said, I started right away designing the activity. So I started from the what and not from the why. The theory of change helps us because through this model we can focus on our impact, which is the starting point of our project. We need to start defining together the goal towards which everything is directed. Then we should analyze the necessary preconditions, in other words, things that need to change before our long-term impact can happen. The starting point is not to plan an activity, as I used to do, but to understand what are the needs and why we want to change a particular situation. This brings us to reflect also about our vision, mission, and values. In the first phase, we should obtain data about the concrete needs of a community and look for all attempts, projects, interventions which have been done or are being done to react to the problem, issue, or challenge. This is very important to avoid waste of time or duplication of efforts, in a word, in order to be effective. If you found out that another body, committee, NGO, institution is working to face the issue, you can contact them, work together with them, create synergies, or focus on a different approach. Then you can define outputs and outcomes. You can find more about these concepts in podcast number 5. And only after having defined these elements, you can proceed further and structure your activities, methods, and contents. By the way, if you pay attention, in many application forms that we write to get a grant, the first questions are, why do you want to do your project? What impact do you want to make? In the first place, the donor wants us to reflect on the change and impact we want to promote. Today's podcast, my friends. This was just an appetizer about that theory of change. Of course, you can find much more information, but I really hope that these few words that I share with you increased your interest about this very useful approach. So that's the end for today, and see you soon, my friends. Cheers!